Hi, and welcome to the Small Business MBA. My name is Yasmin Ali. We've been looking at marketing, and that involves getting our name and our brand and our product out there. One key aspect that most of us associate with marketing is advertising. So we could not possibly complete this trail without talking advertising. Advertising is a paid-for means of getting our name out there. Traditionally, when we think of advertising, we think TV and radio and newspapers. Yet, with the massive advent of social media advertising, there has perceptively been a shift towards these avenues. When you think about it, it makes sense, since there is a much bigger reach and the advertising can be targeted much better. In addition, it requires much less external input much of the time, and the ad can also be changed easily and quickly in order to reflect the current state, status, and offerings of the business. But does that mean that we ignore the more traditional avenues? Does it mean that we should pay no attention to TV, radio, and print media? Caxton, which is the publication house that distributes the majority of free community newspapers, currently have a circulation of over 2 million per week. These publications target specific community groups who probably would most often fit into your target market. Community radio, as another example, is widely supported by local communities. They're extremely cost-effective and will often give local businesses who advertise on their airwaves various PR opportunities as well. So you end up getting more bang for your buck. If you look at how most businesses develop and grow, the first clients are often people that the entrepreneur knows or who knows someone connected to the entrepreneur. People see a sign on a tree, or someone talks about something they need and someone suggests a person that they know. From there, the entrepreneur can build a bit of a basis to actively seek the work out there. Again, most businesses would be geographically bound, especially at the beginning of the operation. And this is where we again see how powerful a community-based media can be. But in order to be effective, our advertising needs to stand out. And let's be honest, most of us have no idea how to make our advertising stand out. Where do we even start? My dad used to run Easter weekend trips, and I remember our first attempt at flyers. I designed it for him while I was at university, and I was very proud of it at the time. It was very pretty, but in retrospect, didn't provide much context for the potential client. The dates and times and contact numbers were there, but it said nothing else. There was nothing that would set it apart from any of the other people who ran similar trips. There were no details about why someone would pick this trip. My dad's trips were always overbooked, and clearly he did many things right. But our first foray into advertising was definitely one for the school fees. So what could we have done differently in order to make our advertising more effective? In marketing, you'll often hear about the five P's. These have evolved over the years, and at my last count, I found seven P's, namely product, price, promotion, place, packaging, positioning, and people. Advertising would clearly fit under the promotion category. However, many of us forget that place refers to both where the product is available as well as where we speak to our target market. It does not make any sense to use platforms that our target market does not frequent. I'll go back to my dad's trip. He purposely was targeting an older clientele, so social media platforms would probably not have been the right place. His flyers and community newspapers worked well in terms of his potential clients seeing the offering that he had for them. The other key aspect to remember when advertising is that your advertising must be authentic and must reflect the values of your brand. Often, like I did, we think that if we make it pretty, they will come. But the truth of the matter is that if you create a message that they resonate with, a message that speaks to them, and indeed they will come. Your advertising must tell your audience who you are and what you stand for. What can you offer them that's different to what your competitors can? In the end, your advertising needs to entice your clients to take some form of action. The ultimate action, of course, being buying your product. It's also really important that you measure your return on investment on your advertising spend. You can't simply continue to throw money at an ad campaign that is not bringing you business. you need to build in some form of tracking. Most platforms would be able to tell you how many people engaged with your ad, and simply asking new clients where they heard about you would help you determine how effective the campaign has been. I know that this is a lot to take in. So after the break, I bring back a guest who built her career and her business by navigating the community media space with smarts. Join me for that. Welcome back. We're talking advertising today, and I've brought back one of my previous guests to help us understand how she used community as an advantage in her career and business. Naz, welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's lovely to be back in the studio.
Okay, so the last time you were here, we were talking PR, mm-hmm. and one of the things that you were telling us about is the fact that the way that you actually got your career started was by just pretty much going to a community radio station and going, hey, I'm here.
Yes.
So would you mind telling us your personal story first?
So, hey, I'm here was exactly how it started. It was back in 2010.
Yeah.
I always wanted to have some kind of media exposure, and I have a passion for reading news and just being doing camera work or doing radio work. A natural desire to do that. So I suppose sometimes it's nice to have that, but not necessarily so. You must just explore the opportunity, I think, is what the message is. Went to my local community radio station and said to the guy who hosted the breakfast show, I hear that you don't have a newsreader. I would like to be a newsreader on your show, and I don't have to get paid. I'm okay with that. So, of course, it was, you know, as always, if you want to get your foot in the door somewhere, sometimes you have to do things for nothing, but not always, but you've got to do it for nothing.
So what did that community radio slot do for you?
It was an interesting time because, you know, there's one thing about thinking in your mind how you can do something as opposed to actually doing it. Yeah. But it gave me the confidence to know that something that I desired to do, I could do. But at the same time, I also was using it as a platform to position myself as a brand as well as the business. Mm. And it was a great way to start getting into the minds of my immediate environment where I was building the business, because we start in a certain place, right? Mm. And when you start building the business, it's in a certain space surrounded by people you know and love, or you know them as an acquaintance. Generally, if they haven't loaned you money and you're busy hiding from them, then you know them through other means, right? But generally, it's the people that you know with, you've grown up with, gone to school with. And this
but
is a local community.
To.
100%. You have a certain connection with them.
Yeah.
In their network, they have other people they've done business with, gone to school with. And it's a very good way for you to start going into that network. Because if your friends and family can start buying from you, and you start building that reputation within that, you know, hub of trust and integrity, and you have the benefit of being protected within that circle. So it works to your advantage in any case.
So I just want to latch onto that for a second, because, you know, one of the things that irritates me, and I get a lot of criticism for this, is, you know, this message, you know, support a small business because they're small.
Mm.
And don't ask your friends for free things, which I agree with, you know, when they're starting a business. I absolutely agree with that message. But I think that the biggest thing that you can give your friends that are starting a business is good feedback. If their product sucks, rather they hear it from you with reasons and with ways to improve it.
Yes.
Rather than, you know, the market telling them.
Yeah. And you've hit an incredibly significant point for any business owner, because you feel so connected, so deeply passionate about what you are doing in the first place. This is your child, your baby.
Yep.
You're grooming it, you're nurturing it,
and
you're protecting it. And though they may be your family or your friends, if they say something to constructively criticize what you are doing, it's also a mark against who you are, because this is a representation. In the first instance, any business you build is a representation of what you are. So business owners in the first stages tend to hold on too tightly and may take it a bit too deep to heart. And I know I've been in that position. My mother is my biggest critic, but also my biggest fan. And without her, a lot of things that I have done in my life, I would never have gone as far as I have without her input. So just to use that example, and also friends.
Yeah.
I have two or three friends who I'm writing a piece of copy, and I send it to them over WhatsApp. Can you look at this and let me know how you see it?
Yes.
And I always get constructive feedback from them, critical feedback. But again, the power, and we're talking about community media.
Yes.
It extends not just to the newspapers and the radio stations, which I know we're going to talk about, but your immediate circle around
yes.
you. And if you can use that as a building ground or an exercise in which to continually improve your customer delivery, the customer service, the ability for you to be referred to other friends and family, then I think you're on to a great start.
So you did say we're going to come back to this community advertising thing, and I just want to get back there, because I think that a lot of entrepreneurs don't see the power of the community-based media and the way that that media can change their world. How do you see community-based media?
Community-based media has at its heart people's connection, or a human connection. And the reasoning is, let's talk just briefly about the breakdown of a community media or community newspaper. Mm-hmm. You have current affairs happening mm-hmm. in the community, so the opening of a new clinic.
Yes.
That might highlight the front page.
Yes.
Then you flip through to pages 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you'll have school announcements, kids, award ceremonies at schools, athletics clubs in the community,
their
latest happenings. Someone might have gone on to a provincial or on regional or national level.
Yeah.
That will make the news. There'll be columns by local business owners highlighting specific areas of concern for the community. So you might have health matters.
Yes.
So a doctor in the community writing about how to look after your blood pressure or what foods to eat now that summer's coming around. Yes. How can you get back into shape for summer? Things like that.
Yeah.
And every part of that newspaper highlights what the community or a human is about, the human connection. And then, of course, the very profitable classified section. Businesses find an opportunity to make sure they have a voice heard. Why is community media important? Because of that human connection.
Mm.
And where you can find your voice, you can find like-minded people. People are real in a community. You
yes.
walk into any community. It could be from somewhere on the Cape Flats to one of the townships, local townships here in Johannesburg, to a township in local township in Durban, which is like Phoenix or Chatsworth, Umlazi, Kwamashu.
Yeah.
Here you've got Alex. You will have
Aldo's.
Lisa. You have Aldo's. And of course, across the country.
Yeah.
We're not naming how many other townships
yes.
there are across our nine provinces. But you walk into any one of them, and we are all eventually the same. We run a business, we want to make money, but we also want to look after our families, we want to grow kids, make our families proud, support our husbands, wives, girlfriends, boyfriends, partners, whoever it might be. And again, that's the heart of community. I think that's why it's so powerful, why it connects so deeply with people. And when it connects deeply, it means you have some kind of advantage to be held from there.
One of my big issues with a lot of the community papers, even community radio for that matter, is I don't think that entrepreneurs take advantage of the opportunities given to them by these media sources, because a lot of the time, for example, and this is one of my pet peeves, I'll see a local business sponsoring a soccer club, for example.
Yeah.
And you know, the soccer club is doing well, so you know, this journalist goes out to interview, you know, the company that is sponsoring them. And crickets. You know, you get nothing real from that interview. So I just want to bring this back to the PR, discussion that we had a couple of weeks ago as well. If I'm in that position, right, where I am able to get some legs out of something that I'm doing that is aligned to who I am and is authentic, how should I be crafting the way that I speak to the press?
That's a great question. I think not many business owners might initially at the start have a mindset of how to write for a certain purpose. And this is where it's nice maybe to find someone in the community who's involved with public relations or communications and have a chat with them. I don't think that if you are involved in a community space, you should be charged to have that chat. Certainly not, which is why it's necessary to have networking spaces to groom them in the community media spaces so you can take advantage of that opportunity. But as you were talking about, and rightly so, sometimes you have a great opportunity. How do you showcase that in the media? And you have the community media in the palm of your hand to be able to leverage the most of that opportunity you've been given. And some of the ways to think about it, if you looked at having the example that you talked about, there's a local security company that's running its operations across the suburbs within this area. And they've been asked to sponsor the local volleyball club, or it might be an inter-school tournament of sorts. And they sponsor all the kits for all the schools, as an example. Now, this is a massive thing. And then the newspaper goes to them and asks them, why did you do this? Well, we were asked to do it, as you just also said. That makes no sense to me, and also doesn't sell why they were invested in spending 200,000 rand in sponsoring kits for volleyball clubs, right? These are massive things. Sponsorship, 200,000 rand in amount, volleyball kits, local schools. And local schools, sometimes underprivileged. Now, you look at those different concepts, right? Those keywords can be pulled together to be angled in a certain way for the business. So, we are a local security company. We are invested in the welfare and well-being of our community. That means that if we are invested in the welfare and well-being of our community, we want to see our kids grow.
Yep.
They are our future. And the future meaning that they will make us proud. They will go to the nationals. This is why we have opted to do something like buying kits. It sounds silly, but the idea of being, giving, not charitable, but being giving to the growing community.
So the idea of benevolence, but not just benevolence, structured benevolence, but it makes sense. And again, I don't think either of us are advocating being manipulative about the way that you give, because people will sniff out that inauthenticity in no time.
Yes, and I'm glad you mentioned the point about authenticity, because it is so necessary as a business that you live by your values. And I know we talked about this the last time when we did our PR segment. As a company, a socially acceptable, I know that I've written the company manifesto to operate on the principles of innovation, humanity, and collaboration. Mm-hmm. Now, my business principles are bound by those three pillars. And if I go outside of that means I'm being inauthentic. I can't operate. I can't show the real heart that we bring. Similarly, with the kind of messages you put out, not to write in a way that shows you as taking absolute shameless advantage of a situation or merely doing something for the sake of doing it. That's where I think companies can draw the fine line. And also it's down to a business owner to really investigate thoroughly and deeply what it is that their company ethos is about, and do they really believe in this, or are they in it simply for the money? And of course, as you know more than anybody else, that business owners who are simply in it for the money don't really have the success that they aspire to at the
absolutely
end of the day.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of our time yet again. In a nutshell, make it real, take advantage of the community stuff because it's cost effective and will get you to the right people.
You said it better than anybody.
Thanks again, Naz.
Thanks.
After the break, we look at how you can put some advertising policies into your business to take advantage of those community-based organizations that will help you spread your message. Join me for that. Welcome back. We've been talking about advertising and the vital role that it can play in our businesses. I want to focus this closing on one single aspect key to ensuring that your advertising is effective, and that is strategy. Like any other area of your business, you need a plan. The plan starts with a target and a vision. In other words, you must know what you want to achieve and what it looks like in your mind. Often our targets tend to be unrealistic, and this is further driven by salespeople selling the advertisement. Remember that the salesperson will often sell the best case scenario rather than the worst. And we also need to remember that not everybody that our ad reaches is actually going to buy. Some may not be in the market for our product, others may not be enticed by our ad, and others still may not be in a position to purchase. Often our vision focuses on the visual rather than the effectiveness. Here, if you're designing the ad yourself, I'd advise that you engage those friends and family that you can trust to tell you the truth, no matter how harsh that truth. You may also want to do a test campaign on a social media platform to see how people respond, or simply ask people what they think. This way we ensure that we are not drinking our own Kool-Aid, as the saying goes. Finally, don't be scared to let it run for a bit. Very few campaigns yield immediate results, and you may need to give people a chance to see it 2 or 3 times to build credibility. Also, if it's not working, perhaps get feedback on why and make changes rather than not doing any advertising at all. That's it from me for today. Until the next episode, goodbye.